Lagos, let's debate. Like I said, today is the final debate for Group A. Let me introduce the judges. You know who they are. But for those who are listening for the very first time, we've got four judges joining us as usual. Our first judge is one of the judges from the first two editions, and he is rejoining us for the Tournament of Champions. He's an accountant in South Africa, Ronald Asiebu. Welcome to the Tournament of Champions. Our second judge is one of our regulars here on I Beg to Differ, joining us from Canada, legal practitioner Denike Arobonlo. Our third judge is a doctor in the United Kingdom, Dr. Nduka Zuchi. And our fourth judge is our chief judge. He's a product manager. He's a real-life chief, Chief Andy Oboforibo. You've met the judges. Now let's meet the debaters. They've already qualified for the quarterfinals with one win each. This debate will decide which of them will win the group and who will be runner-up. And of course, this affects who they're going to face in the quarterfinals. Lagos, here is our first debater. She is the second seed in Group A. We first met her in the March 2022 edition, where she came second to Ruth Okorocha. Deborah Pamzat, welcome back to the Tournament of Champions. Good to see you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Lagos, let me remind you, of course, that you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Lagos, here is our second debater. Our second debater is a champion from the November 2021 edition. She's therefore the number one seed in Group A. Tamvita Kaushik, welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Lagos again. Watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Now the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support, one of you will oppose. You will each get 3 minutes at first to present your positions. Then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. And finally, you'll get another 3 minutes for closing arguments. The clock is the clock. Once it starts, I will not pause until the 3 minutes are up. Our panel of judges will score all three rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you repeat the point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation is important if you want to win. Number of opponents' points addressed, also very important. The number of the strength of your rebuttal of each point from your opponent, very important if you want to win. Now, since this is a group stage, if your scores are tied, there will not be a tiebreaker round. The debate is a draw. In this case, because Tamvita already has 409 points from her first debate and Deborah has 292 in her own first debate, in the event of a draw, Tamvita wins the group. Otherwise, whichever one of you wins this debate also wins the group. Is that clear? Is that clear? Okay. Now, you know your topic. Central bank digital currencies will be a net positive. CBDCs will be a net positive. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Tamvita, as the number one seed, you're going to choose either heads or tails. Look at it. It's an actual head and an actual tail. Actual head. Actual tail. So it's not a false coin. So decide what side you want. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose. Let's toss it.
Call it heads.
Heads it is. All right. So Tamvita Kaushik will support that a central bank digital currencies will be a net positive, which means that Deborah Pamzat will oppose that central bank digital currencies will be a net positive. We'll take a break, Lagos. When we come back from this break, let's hear from the debaters. Again, this is streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
They've already qualified from Group A, but when Deborah Pamzat and Tamvita Kaushik meet on Monday, they'll still have a lot to fight for. Can Tamvita defend her all-time unbeaten record? Can Deborah walk away with the bragging rights? Who will win Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions? Find out this Monday at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and again at 3:30 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg to differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg to differ.
Every day, hardworking Nigerians set out with a mindset to overcome every challenge and have access to ultimate success. It's that resilience and drive that has inspired us to achieve many great things over the years. And Sunu Assurances Nigeria PLC aims to be your partner on that journey to consistent success. With our different insurance packages, you pick your way and we take the risk. Our services include motor insurance, marine insurance, fire insurance, house owner and householder insurance, and so much more. So come on board and let's move with you on your daily drive to greatness. With Sunu Cover, your smile gets wider. Call Sunu Assurances on 01-280-2012 or WhatsApp chat on 091-384-36775. Visit SunuAssurancesNigeria.com. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Sunu Assurances Nigeria. Sunu Assurances. Insurance, our business.
They've already qualified from Group A, but when Deborah Pamzat and Tamvita Kaushik meet on Monday, they'll still have a lot to fight for. Can Tamvita defend her all-time unbeaten record? Can Deborah walk away with the bragging rights? Who will win Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions? Find out this Monday at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and again at 3:30 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV.
All right, it's time for round one, the presentation round. Tamvita Kaushik is the motion supporter, so we'll start with her and then we'll come to the motion opposer, Deborah Pamzat. Tamvita, your 3 minutes start now.
The currency of the digital age, the currency of convenience, the currency of possibilities. Central bank digital currencies have been deemed all of these and more, and rightfully so. Good day, honorable judges, esteemed moderator, co-debater, and our lovely listeners. My name is Tanmita Kaushik. I'm 15 years old, and I'm affirming the motion that states central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, will be a net positive. Firstly, CBDCs are a digital representation of a country's existing fiat currency issued and monitored by the nation's central bank. This eliminates the need for third-party intermediaries, contributing to a more efficient, secure, and low-cost system of transactions. Furthermore, our current system holds commercial banks responsible for performing the majority of functions, leading to liquidity, credits, and settlement risks. CBDCs provide a safer alternative to this, as they do not require you to store your money in a commercial bank, avoiding all the aforementioned risks. Thirdly, the stability of CBDCs can mitigate the most daunting phenomenon of all, the complete collapse of commercial banks, which is a very likely phenomenon if you consider how both the Silicon Valley banks and the Credit Suisse have been in financial crisis recently. Globally, the unbanked and underbanked population is at 1.7 billion people. However, CBDCs can provide a perpetual solution to this as well. Indigent households like IDs and formal addresses can still access central bank holding funds, allowing them to find a starting point for them to boost their personal credit, strengthening their economic livelihood, and this increases financial inclusion worldwide. Additionally, CBDCs allow for easier, faster, and more transparent transactions on both an international and domestic level. This not only benefits investors, firms, and economic migrants, but it also aids developing and emerging markets that rely on export revenues for a significant portion of their GDP. Moving on to my sixth point, according to the Tony Blair Institute, transaction costs can be reduced by up to 50% due to the introduction of CBDCs. This is a very convenient benefit if you consider just how much diaspora remittances contribute to both the national and global GDP. It's also important to know that our dependency on cash will reduce, leading to the easier implementation of cashless policies, which will create numerous jobs for the youth, as seen in the Bahamas after the implementation of their CBDC, the Sand Dollar. Naturally, CBDCs are centralized, meaning that people have to prove their identity to the central bank before making a transfer, leading to a nation of more transparent transactions. This ties into my ninth point, wherein the International Monetary Fund themselves have endorsed the traceability of fund movements as it hinders the proliferation of tax evasion, money laundering, and terrorism financing, all of which rely on the anonymous cash transactions that CBDCs are putting an end to. Lastly, the revenue generated from CBDCs are not just going to benefit governments, they'll also aid low-income households, as this revenue will be directed towards the development of key infrastructure to help those living below the poverty line. So in conclusion, if our leaders truly want to harness the potential of their nation, if they truly want to solve the economic problems that hinder us at every single turn, then central banks have no choice but to enter the digital fray and implement CBDCs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tanvita Kaushik. Well done. Great work. All right. Again, Lagos, you can watch live. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. Deborah Pamzat is her opponent, and she's the motion opposer. Your 3 minutes start now.
The Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC, is the Central Bank of Nigeria issued digital currency that serves as a unique form of money which is virtual in nature, denominated in Naira, and existing in a purely electronic form. It was launched on October 25th, 2021, by President Muhammadu Buhari under the slogan "Same Naira, More Possibilities." It is transferred using technology such as blockchain, which is a system that stores records of transactions across a network of computers. Good evening, the moderator, distinguished panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and the ever-attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat. Opposing the proposition, the central bank digital currencies will be a net positive with the following points. To start with, Nigeria lacks the technological know-how to manage this scientific enterprise. A country with a cryable and very epileptic network management system will obviously fail, since the digital currency and the blockchain it flows on require highly efficient internet connections. This is obviously exemplified in the present bank-to-bank transfer crisis, as experienced in the present attempted futile efforts to sustain the ongoing cashless policy by the central bank. In addition, there is centralization, where the CBN acts as the third domineering party that oversees the policies of the digital currency. This leads to inconsistency in decision-making. And since decisions are made by top-tier people which can be changed anytime, organization policies suffer random changes and inconsistent decisions that can affect the whole setup. After all, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, according to Lord Acton. Again, the unilateral control of people's finance is equivalent to dominance of their lives. Just the same way the present unilateral introduction of the cashless policy by the CBN has caused a lot of psychological, emotional, and fiscal trauma on citizens, it stands to reason that the populace is bound to experience more hardship. Also, CBDC does not accrue any interest to the holder. It will not grow in value like Bitcoin and other digital currencies. This is because it is pegged to the same value as the fiat currency, making it stable and volatile. Consequently, it becomes unattractive to Nigerian investors who want digital assets that can yield them profits. Furthermore, the level of literacy in Nigeria is another impediment to the success of the CBDC. According to the Minister of State for Education, Mr. Goodluck Opia, 31% of the adult population in Nigeria are illiterate. That is to say, the greater uneducated individuals are financially excluded from this system. Finally, the Alliance for Affordable Internet reported that in 2022, only about 44% of Nigerians have access to smartphones. Panel of judges, juxtaposing these figures, we do not need a rocket scientist to decipher the obvious that those using button phones who cannot even install the eNaira Speed Wallet app are completely out of the game. So definitely, the central bank digital currencies will not be a net positive. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deborah Pamzat. Well done. We'll take a short break. Again, Lagos, watch live. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate tournament for secondary school students. This is the Tournament of Champions. You just listened to the final Group A match before we get into quarterfinals week next week. Now, let me remind you that the two debaters you've heard from right now have already qualified for the quarterfinals. This debate will decide who wins the group, which will have an impact on who they face in the quarterfinals. Again, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
They've already qualified from Group A, but when Debra Pamzat and Tamvita Kaushik meet on Monday, they'll still have a lot to fight for. Can Tamvita defend her all-time unbeaten record? Can Debra walk away with the bragging rights? Who will win Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions? Find out this Monday at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and again at 3:30 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to the Tournament of Champions on Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate tournament. It's now time for the rebuttal round. This time we're going to start with the motion opposer. Debra, your next 3 minutes start now.
I'm back as promised, still maintaining my stance that the central bank digital currencies will not be a net positive. Your first point was on digital representation, that CBDC eliminates third-party involvement. That's actually wrong, because CBDC is the central bank digital currencies. So the central bank of each country acts as the third domineering party. So obviously there's no third party. So obviously there's a third party involvement. That is the central bank. You say CBDC is safer. That's not true. CBDC is prone to security issues. CBDC is prone to data breaches and cyber attacks because it's on a centralized network. And the major point of blockchain technology is decentralization. So CBDC is not safe in any form. You talked about CBDC providing financial inclusion. CBDC does not provide financial inclusion because obviously most people are already included financially in the country. CBDC provides financial exclusion because those who do not have smartphones cannot access the CBDC app. And aside that, what about the illiterates in the country, those that don't have the knowledge of what CBDC is? That means CBDC does not provide financial inclusion. You say CBDC is easier and faster. That's not true. We all know that Nigeria suffers unstable network connections, so there's no guarantee that CBDC is easier and faster. You said CBDC reduces transactional cost. CBDC is actually very costly and complex because there are risks associated with the integration of CBDCs into our existing payment systems. You have to heavily invest in infrastructure. You'd have to maintain your technology and you have to monitor transactions. That means CBDC is not cost effective. You talked about CBDC creating more job opportunities. That's not true. You mentioned it already that CBDC will affect the commercial banks. When the commercial banks are replaced and they are no longer needed, obviously they would sack most of their workers, and that would increase and skyrocket the rate of unemployment in the country. You talked about CBDC being a centralized network. That's true. And like I said earlier on, decentralization is the major point in blockchain technology. Centralized networks are no good because they are very prone to cyber attacks and data breaches. So decentralization of the CBDC is actually counterproductive. You talked about CBDC reducing the rate of money laundering and embezzlement. People that will still launder money will launder money. People that would embezzle. People that would divert public funds into their private accounts would do that, because most of them invest their money in cryptocurrency. Most of them, whenever they divert these public funds, they will not keep it in their CBDC account. They would invest it in foreign currencies or use it to buy lands or properties. Their last point was about CBDC increasing the country's gross domestic product. Well, in a nation like Nigeria, yes, the central bank said that CBDC will increase our gross domestic product. But the last time I checked, before the 2023 general elections, they promised us that the elections would be credible. They promised us that the bimodal voters accreditation system would work properly. But that's a lie. When the election came, the 2020 general election was said to be one of the worst elections that have ever taken place in the world. So I believe that's a propaganda and that's just a lie. That's a fallacy. CBDC would not increase the gross domestic product of the country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Debra Pamzat. Well done. I did not expect the elections to catch a stray, because this is not related to elections in any way. However, we went there. Lagos, if you just tuned in, this is the Tournament of Champions. I Beg to Differ is brought to you by Nigeria Info FM and Paystack. We've got support from so many people. RLG Communications, obiwizi.com. We've got support from Stovia Industries. We've got support from Just Delight Non-Dairy Ice Cream. And we have Sunu Assurances to thank for being our associate sponsor. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Tamvita Kaushik is 15 years old. She supports that CBDCs are the future. She says CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, that is, will be a net positive. It's time for a rebuttal round. Tamvita, 3 minutes. It starts now.
Thank you. All protocols being duly noted. My name is Tamvita Kaushik, and I'm going to be refuting some of the presumed errors that the opposition attempted to point out. Firstly, you mentioned that CBDCs work on a blockchain technology, which is intended for decentralization. Are you aware that there's two types of blockchain technology, the private and permissioned, and the public and permissionless? CBDCs would be making use of the former, which is the private and permissioned, allowing for centralization, not decentralization. Also, your second point was that Nigeria lacks the technological know-how and will obviously fail when trying to implement CBDCs. We gave cryptocurrency 9 years to take off. It's barely been 2 years since the launch of the eNaira, and you're already pessimistic about it. You said that we lack the technological know-how. That's simply untrue. Nigeria is home to a series of very strong fintech. For example, one of our sponsors today, Paystack, is known for being the main fintech for over 60,000 users in Nigeria, and is currently expanding to South Africa as we speak. You said that FinTech will also provide existing infrastructure for CBDCs to work on. CBDC does not require new infrastructure. If a country's existing FinTech infrastructure is good enough for CBDCs to work on, it's very possible that it can work. This was actually seen in the Bahamas, where they made use of a private sector company known as NZIA Technology to implement their CBDCs. Furthermore, you talked about decision-making and how inconsistent decision-makings will affect policies in Nigeria, especially relating to the eNaira. That is simply not true, because before the implementation of the eNaira, they have to submit a proposal to international organizations such as the UNODC, which is the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crimes. Also, note that Nigeria was actually made headlines as the first African country to be able to launch eNaira, and it was also approved by the UNODC because of its tier-related theory, which actually would have made sense in Nigeria if they raised public awareness, which leads to my next point, wherein you stated that there's illiteracy and therefore it will lead to financial exclusion. If Nigerian leaders went around and made use of commercial banks in order to spread public awareness, then the adoption rates would not have been 0.5%. It would have been much higher. Also, note the fact that it's only been 2 years. I will keep emphasizing this because we gave crypto 9 years to take off. That's why it's successful as it is today. Even still, it's not even being used as a form of exchange. It's only being used as an investment asset. Furthermore, you talked about how CBDCs do not allow for interest, or they don't permit interest. Obviously, that's not the point of CBDCs. The points of CBDCs are meant for transaction purposes only. They never claim to double your money or to increase your money if you store your money there. However, some governments do allow for certain benefits, but that's only because they want more people to, that's because they want the adoption rate to go up. Furthermore, you said the word CBDC is volatile. I believe you're referring to cryptocurrency, because CBDC is basically meant to correct that feature of cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is volatile because it's not tied to a nation's currency. It's not tied to any assets. However, CBDCs are less volatile because they are tied to the nation's currency. Furthermore, you said that it would take dominance of our lives, as seen with the cashless policies. It will not take dominance of our lives. In fact, it will just advise us to spend better. Let me paint you a scenario. Let's say that climate change is a big problem today, which it is. So the government wants us to reduce how much we spend on fossil fuels. Therefore, it will limit just how much we can spend. For example, we can only buy 15 liters of fuel per week. That's the kind of control that you're talking about. It will in no way prevent transactions or any other transfers that we intend to make. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tamvita Kaushik. I could listen to both of you all day. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for closing. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Watch this debate live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
They've already qualified from Group A, but when Deborah Pamzat and Tamvita Kaushik meet on Monday, they'll still have a lot to fight for. Can Tamvita defend her all-time unbeaten record? Can Deborah walk away with the bragging rights? Who will win Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions? Find out this Monday at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM, and again at 3:30 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV. They've already qualified from Group A, but when Debra Pamzat and Tamvita Kaushik meet on Monday, they'll still have a lot to fight for. Can Tamvita defend her all-time unbeaten record? Can Debra walk away with the bragging rights? Who will win Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions? Find out this Monday at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and again at 3:30 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time now for the closing round. This time we'll start with emotion supporter Tamvita Kaushik.
All protocols being duly noted, my name is Tamvita Kaushik and I'm going to be stating a few more points in support of the motion, rounding up a few of my statements and rebutting some of the presumed errors that the opposition attempted to point out. Firstly, CBDCs are backed up by the central bank, allowing for less volatility as compared to its cryptocurrency counterparts, including Bitcoin, Ethereum and Dash and Ripple. Secondly, CBDCs can counter the growing influence commanded by fintech and financial institutions such as Paystack, PayPal and Alipay, which will stabilize the financial sector while promoting healthy competition. Thirdly, it's important to note that CBDCs allow for improved monetary policy management and oversight because there'll be increased communication between the public and the central bank, especially in terms of reducing the monetary supply or increasing interest rates in order to combat inflation. In the long run, CBDCs will contribute to a faster and more efficient method of handling currencies, which will allow developing nations to leapfrog into the developed economy. Lastly, CBDCs allow for central banks to meet a range of systemic objectives and international standards, such as having alternatives for digital platforms for payments, as well as boosting local innovation. So now to rebut some of the points that the opposition made. Firstly, you mentioned that when I stated that CBDCs just do not allow for third-party intermediaries, I was wrong. No, I can assure you I'm not wrong, because third-party intermediaries I was referring to at that point are commercial banks, and you said it yourself, CBDCs do not allow for commercial banks. Therefore, the transactions just between the central bank and the public, unless of course you're talking about the hybrid CBDC models, which allow for intermediaries and the central bank. Secondly, you mentioned security issues and cyber attacks. Well, that's the reason why we have international organizations such as Interpol, UNODC, and CISA, as they can help nations prepare for cyber attacks as well as allowing their response for cyber attacks as well. Furthermore, you kept on emphasizing on the blockchain technology. The main reason why CBDCs work on blockchain technology is in order to curb cyber attacks. Furthermore, you talked about financial inclusion, which draws into the point about cashless policies. So the main difference between CBDCs and cashless policies is that in Nigeria, cashless policies were seen as a necessity that needed to happen overnight, which is why it was heartbreaking to see people outside on the street standing in lines for hours and hours and hours. However, you're not going to find that with CBDCs, because as of right now, they are not a necessity. They are simply an increased option for consumers so they can use it in case they want to. It's only up until a point where the country sees the majority of the population has implemented or has used CBDCs, that's when it will become mandatory. Obviously, there's no deadline for it. Most countries are taking up to 2025 or 2027 in order to even implement CBDCs. Nigeria is ahead of all countries right now, most countries. Furthermore, you mentioned the transactional costs and how it doesn't reduce transactional costs because we need to invest in infrastructure. I can assure you, it most certainly reduces transaction costs. Additionally, you mentioned that it will not create more job opportunities as people working in commercial banks will be out of a job. It's important to note that our youth in today's world are very interested in technology, in IT in general. So when commercial banks shut down, which will be much later in the future, this is a very gradual process that will take lots of time. If it does happen in the future, then people will actually have increased job satisfactions. They will be working in jobs that will be more satisfying to them as it involves IT. Furthermore, you talked about how money laundering... Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tamvita Kaushik. Well done. Brilliant work. Brilliant, 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 brilliant work. All right. Let's come to her opponent, Debra Pamzat, the powerhouse, for her closing in this particular debate.
Another reason why the CBDC will not be a net positive is because it ushers in unprecedented levels of spying on the privacy of citizens. Every payment, every purchase, every transaction you make can and will be logged into a government database for benign and non-benign reasons. The government will become Big Brother, tracking who is doing what with money in the country, thereby encroaching on the privacy rights of citizens. Again, in a CBDC system, the central bank issues digital currencies directly to customers and secure their deposits. In In the long run, the central bank will replace the commercial bank, thereby wreaking havoc on the entire banking sector. Even with a hybrid approach that puts the central bank and the commercial bank in charge of CBD supplies, there will still be problem because citizens will still feel safer keeping their money with the central bank, thereby leading to recurring bank runs. In conclusion, there is issue of security. CBDC makes it very, very vulnerable for cyber attackers to actually steal, target sensitive information of customers and dupe the entire e-wallet balance of customers. Now, going back to rebutting some of your points, you said CBDC are less volatile while cryptocurrency are more volatile. I said CBDC makes it stable and volatile. So we're still on the same page. CBDC is still volatile. Whether it's less volatile or highly volatile, CBDC is still volatile. You talked about Nigeria not lacking technological infrastructure. We both know that that is not true. Nigeria lacks technological infrastructure. The CBDC was not even created by Nigeria financial software company. It was created by a Caribbean leading authority that catalyzes in transformation of traditional to digital currencies. That makes it obvious that Nigeria lacks technological know-how. You talked about faster and more efficient transactions. Come on, we both know that in Nigeria, we're suffering from unstable internet connections. So CBDC does not provide faster and more efficient transactions. You talked about organizations help preparing CBDC to curb cybercrime. Of course, they can organize awareness campaigns, they can organize symposium teaching the central bank to curb cyber attacks. But when CBDC gets hacked and people's money are stolen, will these same organizations restore the money? Would they give us back our money? No. Your money is gone forever. So organizations might prepare CBDC to curb cyber attacks, but when cyber attacks finally happens, nothing can be done about it. I still maintain my stance that the central bank digital currencies will not be a net positive. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Very well done. Great work, Deborah. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant stuff. Yes, Lagos, I'm sure you can tell that I'm enjoying today's debate. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be results time. Again, remember, Lagos, if there's a draw, Tanvita Kaushik scored 409 points last week. So if there's a draw, because she already has 409 points from her first debate and Deborah has 292, in the event of a draw, Tanvita wins the group. Otherwise, whichever one of you wins this debate also wins the group. Now, of course, it's important to know who wins the group, who's the runner-up, because that determines who's going to face who in the quarterfinals. But Lagos, be rest assured, Deborah Pamzat and Tanvita Kaushik are both in the quarterfinals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for results. Don't go away.
They've already qualified from Group A, but when Deborah Pamzat and Tanvita Kaushik meet on Monday, they'll still have a lot to fight for. Can Tanvita defend her all-time unbeaten record? Can Deborah walk away with the bragging rights? Who will win Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions? Find out this Monday at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and again at 3:30 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It is now time to find out who will win Group A. In the presentation round, Tanvita scored 89, Deborah scored 57. For presentation style, Tanvita scores 37, Deborah scores 33. In the rebuttal round, Tanvita scored 75, Deborah scored 71. For rebuttal style, Tanvita and Deborah both tie at 30. In the closing round, Tanvita scores 91, Deborah scores 87. For closing style, Tanvita and Deborah tie at 34. And so, the winner of today's debate with 356 to 312, Tanvita Kaushik. Congratulations to you and well done, Tanvita.
Thank you.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And you're listening to the Channelmen of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Tambita, this means you have two wins, while Deborah has one. You have one Group A, Tambita, and you'll be debating next week, Monday, in quarterfinal one. You'll be getting your topic this evening, as will your two potential opponents. Deborah, of course, you've also qualified for the last eight. As runner-up in Group A, you'll be competing in quarterfinal four next week, Friday. You're also going to be getting your topic this evening, as will your two potential opponents. Congratulations to both of you. This was quite the debate. Well done. Ladies, you can leave the studio now. We've got ice cream waiting for you downstairs. Don't forget your notes this time. All right, Lagos, let's talk.